This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the arrival of the first freight train to the Kashmir Valley, marking a significant milestone in connecting the region to the national freight network. Responding to a social media post by the Union Minister for Railways, Ashwini Vaishnav, the Prime Minister said it is a great day for commerce and connectivity in Jammu and Kashmir, and the development will enhance both progress and prosperity. Mr. Vaishnav in his post said that today the first freight train reached the newly commissioned Anantnag goods shed in the Kashmir Valley from Punjab. He said transportation by railway network will reduce cost for the citizens living in Kashmir Valley. The Election Commission yesterday said it has delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties, RUPPs, which have failed to fulfill the essential condition of contesting even a single election for 6 years since 2019. The offices of these parties could also not be physically located anywhere. These 334 registered unrecognized political parties are from different states and union territories across the country. National political parties, state political parties, and registered unrecognized political parties in the country are registered with the poll body under the provisions of the Representation of the People Act. Six FIRs have been registered, including one against BJP MLA Ashok Dinda, in the light of alleged atrocities in connection with the State Secretariat Nabanna march yesterday, calling for justice for the R.G. Kar Medical College PGT doctor who was raped and murdered in the intervening night of 8th and 9th August last year. Police said the protesters did not obey the Calcutta High Court order for a peaceful protest. In one major incident, the victim's mother was allegedly lathi-charged and assaulted by the police, which was denied by the authority. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, also participated in the protest march without a party banner. The parents of the deceased doctor had given a call for the State Secretariat Nabanna march yesterday. A large number of people participated in the event. Police mounted barricades at many places in Kolkata leading towards Nabanna, as well as at places adjacent to the secretariat in Howrah district. On the other hand, a group of protesters also called for a march towards the residence of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee at Kalighat. The court has convicted Sanjay Roy of life imprisonment. The Central Bureau of Investigation is conducting the investigation in this case. Recently, Sanjay Roy appealed to the High Court against the verdict. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast for very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand today. It said heavy rainfall is expected in Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, western and eastern Uttar Pradesh today. Coastal Andhra Pradesh, West Madhya Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are also expected to witness heavy rainfall today. India has welcomed the forthcoming summit between the United States President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin that is scheduled to take place in Alaska on August 15. A statement issued by the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India welcomes the understanding reached between the United States and the Russian Federation for a meeting in Alaska on 15 August 2025. This meeting holds the promise of bringing to an end the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and opening up the prospects for peace. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said on several occasions, this is not an era of war, added the statement. New Delhi endorses the upcoming summit meeting and stands ready to support these efforts, said the statement. In a social media post, Trump announced the highly anticipated meeting between himself and Putin will take place next Friday, August 15, 2025, in the great state of Alaska. In Japan, thousands bowed their heads in prayer in Nagasaki yesterday to mark the 80th anniversary of the city's atomic bombing, as the mayor warned that current global conflicts could push the world again into nuclear war. The western Japanese city was leveled on August 9, 1945, when the United States dropped a 10,000-pound plutonium-239 bomb nicknamed Fat Man, instantly killing some 27,000 of the city's estimated 2 lakh people. By the end of 1945, the death toll from acute radiation exposure had reached about 70,000. And that is the end of this news bulletin.